Jan Lahman, commentary number 12 from USP Tucson. Date, April 1st, 2011. Topic, April 9th and 10th, anti-war rallies. Attention, all peace and justice activists, and all people of good conscience, young and old, who are sick and tired of the multiple wars the U.S. government has gotten us into. On April 9th and 10th, we have the opportunity and the need to let the U.S. government, President Obama, the U.N., NATO, and the entire world know that millions of people here in the United States are not in support of the government's wars and occupations in Afghanistan, Iraq, and now Libya. Hello, listeners. This is Jan Lahman, your political prisoner voice, coming to you from the U.S. Penitentiary in Tucson, Arizona. A new nationwide anti-war formation has been organized. The United National Anti-War Coalition, UNAC, is calling for huge bi-coastal anti-war rallies on April 9th in New York City and April 10th in San Francisco. You can check out more information and logistics on these rallies at unacpeace.org. Let me repeat that. unacpeace.org. About 50,000 U.S. troops still occupy Iraq. Presently, there are 98,000 reported U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, plus an even larger number of NATO troops, mercenaries, and contractors. And now, the U.S., England, France, and other European militaries have begun a new war against Libya. This is the third simultaneous war the U.S. government is waging against mainly Muslim countries and people in the Mideast. While Presidents Bush and now Obama began these wars that cost untold billions and billions of our tax dollars, let us also understand that these wars are started and fought in our name, that is, in the name of all of us, the people of the United States. Neither Bush nor Obama ever asked the American public if we wanted to bomb and kill and invade the people and nations of Afghanistan, Iraq, or Libya. But they did it, and they do it, in our name. This Saturday, April 9th in New York City, and Sunday, April 10th in San Francisco, we have the right, the opportunity, and the need to tell the U.S. government, the world, and especially the Libyans, Iraqis, and Afghans suffering under U.S. bombs and occupation, that we do not want these wars, we do not support these wars, and we are loudly saying, stop all U.S. imperialist wars and occupations. No matter what pretext, distortion, or flat-out lies the government has used to justify their attacks, we have a good opportunity on April 9th and 10th to say, end U.S. imperialist wars and occupations now. If you are anywhere close to New York or San Francisco, organize your friends, neighbors, fellow workers, bring your children, your parents, and raise your voices for peace, loud and clear. Do it for yourself and your children, and for all the millions who won't be able to travel to the East or West Coast that weekend. And finally, raise a shout for peace for all U.S. political prisoners too. All of us, captive women and men, will definitely be with all of you in spirit and hope for peace. Till next time, remember, freedom is a constant struggle.